Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction. I'm so glad you've joined me on this wonderful day. It is just a great day to be alive, isn't it? And today I want us to talk about slinging swords. I mean, you know, when we think of slinging swords, we might think about the Three Musketeers, or we might think about the Knights of the Round Table. But tonight and today, I want us to make sure we talk about a miracle that happens with a sword in the Garden of Gethsemane. I've been to the Garden of Gethsemane a few times, and one of the things I know is that it's a very hallowed and special place. Listen to what Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2 says. It says, "Listen, the Lord's arm is not too weak to save you, nor is his ear too deaf to hear you call. It's your sins that have cut you off from God. Because of your sins, he has turned away and will not listen anymore." Boy, that is harsh, isn't it? I'm trying to figure out how that really squares up with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, the memory verse we're trying to learn this week. "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." Well, this might help us. The last miracle that Jesus performed before he went to the cross wasn't raising Lazarus from the dead or healing someone with leprosy. No, indeed, the very last miracle that he performed was to repair and return the ear to the high priest's servant that Peter had cut off in the Garden of Gethsemane as he was slinging a sword. You know, when the temple guard and the Roman soldier shows up at the Garden of Gethsemane along with Judas, we know that they came to arrest the Lord Jesus. We know that Peter is so frustrated that he pulls out a sword and he takes a swing, and off comes this dude by the name of Malchus' ear. I mean, when you think about it, how weird is that, right? I mean, Peter, who is a fisherman, Peter, who is not really a swordsman, is probably aiming to pop this guy right in the noggin, but with his inability as a swordsman, he cuts this dude's ear off. Now, you know what? If he'd have been slinging that sword for me, I probably would have said, "Hit him again, bro. I mean, go for right across the head between the eyes." I mean, surely this guy deserved what was coming to him, right? But instead of that, Jesus performs another miracle. He leans down and he picks up the ear. Okay, now that's just a tad gross. And then he returns it to this cat Malchus's head. It was kind of an unnoticed miracle that we don't talk about, really, and maybe even an unappreciated miracle. Because let's face it, this guy had come to arrest Jesus. But this miracle covers up the mess up of one of Jesus' disciples. By the way, haven't you ever noticed that we have the unique ability to mess up? I mean, we're not a whole lot different than the people of Israel that wandered in the desert for 40 years because they would cry out for God and then they'd mess up, and then they'd cry out for God and they'd mess up. And what did God always do, and what does God always do in our life? He comes in and he cleans up our mess. You know what? God's good at cleaning up messes. And we have some messes, don't we? I mean, I've created some doozies for the Lord to come in and clean up, and I bet you have too. If you want to cut off your connection with God, then the best thing to do is sling a sword at somebody and leave whatever sin is in your life unconfessed. Now, listen, I don't want you to cut off your relationship to God, but you can choose to sling a sword instead of dealing with your own sin. You can cut off your connection with God, but why? When all we have to do to stay abiding with Christ and remaining in the power of God is to stay fresh and caught up with our sin and confess them. I mean, the way to reestablish your connection with God is not to sling a sword, but to ask the Lord to forgive you of whatever's going on in your life. So maybe we just look at it and say, "You know, Chuck, I'm a classic screw up. I've sinned and I've done so much stupid that I don't think God can forgive me." But listen, if you come to the Lord with an attitude that says, God, listen, I get it. I totally messed up. I'm really sorry. I don't know how to fix it. But Lord, would you fix it for me? He is faithful to do just that. So be encouraged, my friend. God can use a mistake when you've made, and he can bring honor to his name and healing to your life. So be encouraged and encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. What a wonderful Savior. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.